It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are learning about healings and miracles. Matthew chapter 17, starting from verse 14, and Mark chapter 9, starting from verse 17. There's a story about the boy who was demon-possessed. He was deaf and dumb, and he has the disease epileptic, that means seizures. So now you can see the situation of this child. His father brought that son where Jesus was. And we read in the book of Mark, there were a multitude of people gathered together and asking so many questions. And so this man also asked the question to Jesus Christ. And he says, I have brought unto thee my son, which had the dumb spirit. And then he said, I took my son to your disciples, and they were not able to do anything. This son is tormented by devil. That devil tried to put him in fire, put him in water. He falls and foams and tormented. So he was troubled. So he comes to Jesus Christ. See, when you go to someone for prayer and the prayer is not answered, you get discouraged. And then you start thinking, God doesn't care. Same thing happened to this man. He went to Jesus' disciples. And yet, as you know, Jesus had many disciples, but not a single one was able to cast this devil out of this child. When he came to Jesus Christ, that child fell on the floor, and the devil started tormenting in front of Jesus Christ. So Jesus asked the question to this man, since how long this happening to your son? He said, since his childhood. So now, from this I know that the child was not a child anymore. He might be now a teenager, because they didn't say he was a man. So he still is a teenager. Nowadays, you cannot handle your teenager, even though that person or that child is a normal child. How can you handle the person who is demon-possessed and that spirit is made him deaf and dumb and top of that a disease? So man was so frustrated. When he came to Jesus, he said, do you think you can do something? What does it mean? He was still doubting that his disciples were not able to do it, I don't think he will do something. Jesus Christ said to him, if you have faith, if you believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. In short, Jesus Christ was telling him, you don't believe. Then the man came to his senses. Mark chapter 9 verse 24 if you read, and straightway the father of the child cried out and said with the tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. So this man realized that he was doubting. So now he's crying, he's repenting and asking God to forgive him for his unbelief. And he says, help me. My unbelief will not go if you do not help me. So what he wanted to see the miracle hand of God, so his faith will increase. And many people start running to see this child, because the child was already on the floor and the devil was tormenting him. So what Jesus Christ did, Mark 9:25, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And as soon as he did that, that boy fell down on the floor and he became like a dead person. And many people thought he's dead. But Mark chapter 9:27, if you read, but Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he rose. That means that devil almost killed him, but Jesus raised him and gave it to his father. Can you imagine how much happy and joyful that father might be? God does miracles, but you have to believe it. If you don't believe, miracles will not happen. The word of God says, double-minded person will not get anything. If you trust in the Lord, and if you believe there is nothing impossible with God, God will do it. His disciples were puzzled, and they came to him and start asking, why we were not able to cast that demon out? What Jesus Christ said, Mark chapter 9 verse 29, and he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. That means certain demons will not get out of somebody. You need a lot of prayer life and a lot of fasting. God gave me grace to cast out many demons. One person like this came and fell on the ground, foaming, and he was tormented so many years. But I took authority in the name of Jesus and cast that demon out. And the man stood, start praising God and glorifying God. I can tell you many, many things, but time doesn't permit. Our God is a good God. He has given us authority over the demonic forces, over the sickness and disease, but we have to believe it. And if you believe it, you will receive it. Jesus Christ is alive today. Do you have a problem in your house like this? And you tried all kinds of doctors and all kinds of medicines. You went town to town, city to city, and nothing is happening. Sometimes you believe that there is no answer, and you want to live with these kind of problems. And you give up on praying, and give up that God is not going to heal anymore. Don't give up. The Word of God says, pray without ceasing. Sometimes fast and pray and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Go to some church where the people are believing, fasting and praying. In our church, I set an example. I fast every Sunday. So when people come with the sickness and disease, God does miracles. So when you pray daily and you fast, God answers your prayers. Let's pray. And if you never gave your heart to Jesus Christ, this is your chance. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Give me grace to live for you. I commit my life into your loving hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Now you are a child of God. And if you ask God, he will heal you, he will deliver you, and he will set you free. Once you belong to Jesus Christ, God will do miracles for you. If there is someone, your child, your daughter, your friend, your husband, your wife, your relatives, anyone is there and having a problem, Jesus is here. And I'm going to use my faith and add your faith with my faith. The Word of God says one will chase 1,000, two will chase 10,000. There are enemies coming against you and against me. But we are going to rebuke the demonic forces in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Your word says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are unchangeable, God. Touch your people. Heal your people. Deliver your people. And set them free. And let them shine for the glory of God. And through their testimony, many people will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, do miracles. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.